fifth principle of God awareness is Yiras Hashem, which we typically translate as fear of God. That's a problem for us, since we don't really like fear. No one likes fear. We do things to avoid fear. People avoid public speaking, spiders, and roller coasters because they're scary and will do anything to avoid fear. The fifth principle is Yira. Does that mean that we have a constant obligation to be scared? Are you kidding? Could we be obligated to be always scared of God? That doesn't seem like much of a healthy relationship to me. Let's discuss Yira in terms of relationships. For a relationship to last a lifetime, it needs to maintain a certain level of mutual respect. Otherwise, the relationship is at risk as soon as the going gets tough. If you're married and you don't respect your spouse or the institution of marriage, and then you get bored or it gets challenging, you are going to mentally or physically check out. If your spouse is only there to serve your needs, that lack of respect will be an impediment to a long-lasting relationship. If you have a job, but you don't respect your boss or work environment, then you're not going to work when it's hard for you. You're not going to last too long. But it goes even further. Not only is respect good for the relationship, it's good for us. If you want to be healthy, you need to respect the way your body works. If someone puts fatty, oily foods in front of you, it doesn't matter how many times you're going to ask your body for forgiveness, it's going to make you fat. That's the system. Either respect it or face the consequences. So why is that good for us? Because a structured system that deserves respect gives us the opportunity for growth. It ensures that we won't give up and beg for an exemption. And that's what makes us great. Whether it's in a relationship with our spouse, our family, or ourselves, if we're in the right system and we respect it, we win in the long run. And in truth, we would much rather be in a structured system for success than have no structure at all. Yiras Hashem is not the fear we dread. It's a respect and awe for a system that we can grow within. Yiras Hashem teaches us that we have to keep on going even if it's not always easy. We have to stay committed during challenging moments. Why? Because that's where true greatness lies. Just like in a job or a marriage, Yira reminds us that the more we respect Him, the greater we become. When we can internalize true awe and respect for Hashem and His system of success, we become fearless in the face of everything else.